climate change negotiations are going on in Poland, but don't expect much until the U.S. gets on board. This is the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham. Delegates from 187 countries are meeting in Poznan, Poland, for the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change. Now, this meeting sets the stage for replacing the Kyoto Protocol a year from now. You might recall the U.S. never signed on to the Kyoto Agreement. Some in Congress, enough to block ratification, were concerned that trying to reduce greenhouse gas emissions would ruin the U.S. economy. Well, now we're officially in a recession, and the entire world is worried about the economy. But Ivo Daboa, who's the executive secretary for the convention, says, you think this is bad? Wait till you see what happens if we don't do something about global warming.
This will result in an economic failure on the scale of two world wars and the Great Depression combined. Can you really mobilize international financial resources in a time of economic crisis and in a time of economic downturn?
But most countries are basically saying, sure, we'll do something about greenhouse gases. If the U.S. does something, too. This is the Environment Report. With the economy now in recession, you might want to know about a growth industry. Well, it's containers to hold radioactive spent fuel. Dozens of closed nuclear power plants need somewhere to put spent nuclear fuel waste, and these containers fit the bill. Sean Ali looks at why one town's bracing for their arrival.
Illinois' Zion Nuclear Power Plant hasn't produced electricity for 11 years, but a skeleton crew of workers is still busy. It's planning for the day when the plant gets torn down. Manager Ron Schuster says workers will remove all the hazards, but one hazard will stay, the spent nuclear fuel. They're planning to put the radioactive waste in new containers. They're concrete casks.
A cask is approximately 15 feet tall, looks like a small silo. And there is no radiation exposure on the outside of these things.
It's little wonder Schuster is so confident. After all, 30 nuclear power plants store radioactive waste in these concrete casks. But not everyone is happy with the trend. Dave Lochbaum is with the Union of Concerned Scientists. Lochbaum says when nuclear power plants leave behind spent fuel, it can make it hard for communities to redevelop the land. He says there's a simple reason power companies do this.
We don't really have a final resting spot for these casks at the moment. The federal government is way behind schedule providing a final repository for high-level waste.
Lochbaum says the government has one storage place in mind. It's inside Nevada's Yucca Mountain, but that's just being studied. Power companies can move spent fuel to other plants or facilities, but Lochbaum says, politically speaking, that just doesn't fly.
There's no revenue from electricity being generated or anything like that, so it's very hard sell to go to a community and say, we'd like to have you store our spent fuel for decades into the future.
So Zion, Illinois won't be alone when it's left babysitting spent nuclear fuel. Lots of towns are in its position, and there will be more, because the government won't take spent fuel, the power companies won't dare move it, and towns cannot move themselves away.
The thing that amazes me about this is that spent nuclear fuel is being stored at more than 100 nuclear power plants, and a lot of them sit right next to rivers and big lakes. By doing nothing about this, this is the default solution. That's the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham.
Support comes from the Park Foundation, the George Gund Foundation, and the Gaylord and Dorothy Donnelly Foundation. Help us spread the word. Tell your friends to check us out at environmentreport.org. The Environment Report comes from the University of Michigan.